Do you have respect for any kind of art? Well, if not, then listen to me and then you will definitely develop that respect. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast, and today I will be talking about what? I will tell you, wait. But before that, let me ask you, how are you all? I hope you all are fine and must be taking very good care of yourself. Well, dear all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. I didn't say this. William Shakespeare said this, and he was very correct in his words, as this world is just a stage. We all are just the actors, and acting is an art. Yes, it's an art which an artist can do, and we all are an artist. Believe me, we are here in this world to perform something, to perform an act, and we don't even understand that why we are getting so deeply involved in such acting. Well, you don't have to worry, as today we will be celebrating the World Theatre Day. Yes, the theatre is the ocean of acting. And yes, we will be celebrating this day, and we will be going back few thousand years back. Yes, when theatre was unique and not at that time only. Today also it's a unique and interesting part of a culture that has certainly evolved over the time. The word theater gets its root from an ancient Greek word that means a place for seeing, and that definition continues to be meaningful today. Even after so many centuries, theater continues to be used as a way to not only tell the stories and see things, but to make an impact on culture and society at large. Right? Whether writing and directing, producing and acting, creating beautiful costumes, or doing lighting and scene design, theater is a medium of art that requires a wide range of talented artists involved in a variety of ways. And World Theater Day is here to show the appreciation for those who really work hard to showcase their talent before us. So, let us understand in brief about the history of this day. This day, yes, the World Theatre Day was initiated in the year 1962 by the International Theatre Institute as a day to pay respect and to celebrate the beauty, creativity, hard work and artistry that goes into all the aspects of theatre production. And it was meant to remind people about the great power that the theatre can bring about, whether it is celebrated locally or globally. Today, the World Theatre Day continues to be sponsored by ITI, which is the World Organization for Performing Arts, right? And the day also under the patronage of United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. And each year there is a theme, right? So this was just a brief history of this day. Now, what to do on this day? What is so special which we can actually do. We can actually do what? We can visit a local theater. Yes, it will give you an opportunity to enjoy and celebrate by catching the show or even a couple of shows. I have seen a dance performance in a theater of Kathakali dance, and it was wonderful. I enjoyed it. The crowd was great. Yes, and the artists, they were performing so elegantly, right? So you can also do that. Obviously, you can see any kind of art which is being performed in your nearby theater, right? You can enjoy the songs also, some kind of musical performance. You can catch the World Theatre Day message. Each year it is a tradition for the International Theatre Institute to provide a message that brings greetings and encouragement for those who are involved with or simply appreciate the theatre in its various form. Like last year, the theme was theatre and a cultural and the culture of peace. These messages are typically translated into a variety of languages so that the people from the countries and the cultures all over the globe can hear and most importantly understand and enjoy. So you can actually spread these messages, right? Enjoy this day by promoting the social dialogue, discourse. Yes, live theaters, they do so. And most importantly, theater promotes literacy and education. Students who are involved in the theater have been shown in studies to have better academic performance at school. And most importantly, live theater creates community, reminding people that they are not alone. So in this way, you all can celebrate this day. And when you will celebrate, don't forget to remember me. Happy World Theater Day to all my listeners, and keep listening to me. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take a very good care of yourself, and bye-bye.